The last 8 years have brought nothing but stress and heartbreak to this group. And after their pleas fell on deaf ears, they became experts themselves in mica and defective blocks, gathering their own evidence, analysis and testing. I cannot understand when you continue to ignore the Mica Action Group as well as effective homeowners in Donegal and across the country. We were told by Minister Dara O'Brien this time last year that we would see a scheme before Christmas 2021. He waited almost an entire term to then rush the legislation through at the last minute, before the summer break, and allow for very little scrutiny. We were told by the Minister that he would not engage in pre-legislative scrutiny for the revised scheme as the priority was to rebuild defective houses urgently. But we are now coming to the end of October and the scheme is still not in place. And honestly, I'm not sure if we'll see it before Christmas this year. The Mica Action Group released a letter to the Minister yesterday, and I would like to bring this to the attention of the House. It is very important that we all know what is really going on the ground in Donegal. Part of the letter reads, "Homeowners are becoming collateral damage. Their exposure to physical and psychological hazards is being unnecessarily prolonged due to the intransigent, unempathetic and lackadaisical way in which all aspects of the current and revised scheme are being handled. The contrast between government rhetoric and the reality experienced in Donegal could not be starker. You can come into this chamber and talk all you want about your priority is to rebuild houses, but the reality is this, Taoiseach. Since the launch of the scheme 2 years ago, only 14 houses have been rebuilt. It is very clear that your priorities do not lie with affected homeowners. Not only that, but it is clear that you are actually trying to shift the blame away from the government and light touch regulation and onto the homeowners themselves. This is shown through your recent concrete levy, a levy that you have blamed homeowners for in a pathetic attempt to divide the public and isolate affected homeowners who had no control over what happened to them. The truth is that you would rather have the public turn against each other before admitting that it was Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil policies that have created both the Mica crisis and the current housing crisis. We are already paying for defective blocks, Taoiseach. If the government wanted to levy the concrete industry, then why not tax the profits that the concrete industry makes? To at least make it look like that you want to attempt to make the people who are responsible for this crisis actually pay for it. So my question to you, Taoiseach, as well is, how long are you going to leave Donegal homeowners in limbo without any solution? Thank you.
First of all, I would say to the Deputy that I think you need to... Like, we need honesty in the debate, OK? And it's not 2 years ago. This is a new scheme that was introduced, as you've just said, via legislation in this House. And it's a new scheme because homeowners and representative groups didn't believe the previous scheme went far enough. And just, which was welcomed by people in the House at that time, but it didn't go far enough, and we met with the residents, met with representative groups, and dramatically improved the scheme in terms of issues around, for example, giving financial assistance for all of the pre-costs in terms of engineering costs and so on like that, dealing with the rental issue. And we dealt with all the, and I met with the representative body well over a year ago, and we dealt with all of those issues, and that should be acknowledged. And there's no point in creating this sort of narrative that the government is out to get people or out to undermine people or out to blame. I mean, you used a terrible frame there, that government phrase. You said government is blaming homeowners for the levy. That's a shocking thing to say because that's not what government is doing. Not what it's doing at all. And you should know that because the government has signed off at this stage about 2.8 billion for the Mica scheme. That is signed off. And that's provided for now in the finances. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's provided for in the finances. That's not rhetoric, that's financial provision. So like, so the issue then is delivery in terms of getting the actual houses that need urgent remediation or demolition and reconstruction, let's get them done. And the agenda is, and the regulations and guidance documents is being worked on by the Department of Housing and Local Government in consultation with the relevant stakeholders, because people want to be involved all along the way in terms of how this scheme is going to be shaped and designed and progressed. So it can't be just the department sort of issues edicts on this and then we have further responses and we delay it even further. The ambition is to roll out the new scheme before the end of this year or at worst at the early 2023. And I'm continuing to put pressure on to see can we get this done as quickly as we can, involving all stakeholders in this, because as far as I'm concerned, the houses that are most damaged should be done very quickly. And we would get a sense then in terms of timelines, over the next number of years. Because a lot depends on the acuity of the situation, and some houses are in a very bad way. We want those houses replaced. There's nothing more I want to see now, or indeed the entire government wants to see, than houses demolished and built where that's required. And I understand there's about 300 in that bracket at the moment, and then a further 300 coming on stream. And I think it's doable. The concrete levy was basically government had decided on expenditure of about $4.5 billion to $6 billion potentially into the future, involving pyrite, apartment defects, and mica. And just like the insurance levy of yesteryear, when issues arose in the insurance industry, that's a mechanism that has been used before.
Thank you,
but it's also to show that we have revenue streams to match very significant government expenditure. That's the only agenda there, which, in the light of what's going on globally with the volatility of markets and all that, has a bit of ring of credibility to it.
Well, actually, the levy that you're proposing will actually mean that people will have to pay twice, because we're paying through a general taxation for the renewal of the scheme, and this levy is going to be imposed on people who want to build houses and need to provide houses for themselves. Why not impose a levy on the profits of the building companies, the construction companies, and on the banks? Why not go after them? Because you haven't bothered, because it's easier to go after the individuals and the houses. And put it seems like it's been put on as a levy on the company, but it's not actually. It's a levy on the cost of building a house. And at least try and make it look that you're going after the profits of the companies. And the reality is that you might be saying that you want to make the scheme right. There might be €2.8 billion, as you said, written off this. There hasn't been one penny spent, and there's nothing happening. And the 300 or 400 houses that you say need to be addressed, that's the tip of the iceberg, unfortunately. It's going to be thousands of houses. But where are those families going to live when these houses have been done? Even if you attempt to do 50 houses a year in Donegal, where are those 50 families going to go? There is nowhere. So you should be putting in place, what are you doing to put in place temporary accommodation for those people at the minute as well? That should all be going along now. We shouldn't be arriving in January and deciding, oh God, we need this, and that's going to delay another year or more. It's just wrong, Taoiseach. And people see this, and people see this all the time, and they know, and they live and they breathe this whole mica crisis, and they know exactly what's happening there, and they know what can be done. If you talk to them and take that on board, it will make a huge difference. And I would also say that maybe suggest that as many people as possible should attend the conference that's due to take place in ATU and Letterkenny as well on November the 15th, where the MICA action people will hear from international experts on the impacts of the deleterious materials. And that's supported by the EU. That would be key to everybody as to how people can actually get
through this. You already benefited from extra time.
But it's vitally important that you actually act now as well to make it happen.
Trying to make it look like as if we're going after somebody, which is what you're saying we should do. That's what you said. We should. You're saying we should try and make it look like as if we're going after the industry, or after the. I mean, that's not what we're at.
Going after the people.
I'm not trying to make it look like anything.
You're going after the people.
No, we're not going after the people at all.
You are.
I forgot. Look.
You are.
I think again. I know there's campaigns and political representatives will say things and so on to make sure that they're in tandem with the campaign. But the government has provided $2.8 billion. Sorry, we have provided $2.8 billion through the chair at the last council, $2.8 billion to deal with this. That decision has been taken. The money has actually been, booked and bookended, if you like, and financially provided for in terms of the government accounts and so on. So that's not rhetoric, that's real. So in terms of the design of the scheme, the guidance documentation, which is substantial in terms of both how the Housing Finance Agency, local authority, how all the various stakeholders engage and make this happen. We want this to happen. But there's been various representations all along the way now, Deputy, as well, and you know that too, in terms of amending the scheme, changing the scheme, making it more attractive. I mean, that's taken a fair degree of time over the last year. But what I would say to the Chair is this.
We're over time.
That one final point, no matter how you apply any levy, what you're saying about profits, nothing stops that from ending
we're
up
over time,
on the very people
thank
that you're
you,
saying
Garmuck.
That we would suffer. You know that too.
No, we're over time.
But you must know that.
Thank you, we're over time.
You must know that's the truth.
Through the chair. Thank you, please.